Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And guys,
we're in person.
We are. Oh, yes. I was going to say we are finally in Yay. Person. We have finally made this happen. Can you believe it? Like, Deep T and I live in the same apartment building.
We literally
recorded virtually for so long. But okay, the big thing was we just couldn't find the right team to help us set up. And honestly, we didn't know how to set up. We were like,
We still don't have the right team here. It's just us two. But we could have made it happen a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah. But here we are. This is so exciting.
It's going to be Valentine's Day when this episode comes out. So I wore my little I love you.
I refuse. I'm done.
Yeah. I was going to wear black for a funeral today.
I should have worn black my heart is back to being black and dark.
Stop it.
It's been kind of like a rough couple of days. I feel like, I don't know, it's really hard to record this episode.
Yeah.
We had like a lot of fun topics planned, but then some shit hit the fan.
Just like life, you know? Life happened.
And I was like, I need to talk about this because I can't go through like weeks and weeks of Love is Blind season 6 recaps, which comes out today, even though we were recording this a few days before today.
Yeah. Which is exciting. A new season's coming.
Yeah, a new season. And I was like, I just need to like vent and like talk about like what has happened.
This is about to be a therapy session for
us. This is like a therapy session for Natalie. But I don't even know where to start. Should I just say it?
I think you should just say it.
Okay. Well, I was in New York City last weekend. And it was really fun. Like, I was visiting New York Boy. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about him using his real name. I was visiting.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And yeah, when I arrived on Friday, mm-hmm. I found a condom wrapper on his TV stand. And I asked him about it. I was like, there's a condom wrapper here. And he's like, oh, when I was cleaning before your arrival, I found a condom wrapper in between my couch cushions. And, you know, I just didn't want to walk all the way to the garbage to throw it out. So I just left it there. He goes, you know me, like I leave little piles of like things I find. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you don't.
First of all, red flag number one, bro, throw your shit away.
Well, I was like, no, you don't. Like in my head, I was like, no, he does not do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like if you're lazy.
Because you're not thinking about it in the moment.
Yeah. The thing that was kind of weird was like the condom wrapper inside of it, it was still wet. Mm-hmm. Like, by that, it's like, you know,
it's
that,
like you put your investigative hat on immediately.
You know that lube that like condoms are. So mm-hmm. it was still like moist inside. And I asked him, I was like, hey, like, do you like seriously? I was like, if this was from someone else, like, just let me know now. Yeah. Like, I was trying to be really understanding. He goes, no. He's like, you're being crazy. He goes, I'm not seeing anyone else. I'm not talking to anyone else. And he's like, I swear on my mom's life that this is an old condom. And I was like, okay, that's it. Like, whatever. I actually jokingly asked, I was like, let me see your phone. And he was like, okay. And then as he's handing it to me, he goes, no, like, I don't want to be that like couple. And he did it very like nonchalantly.
Red flag number
like,
two.
Literally. And I don't know. I think I trusted him so much. And I was like, mm-hmm. you're right. Like, I don't want to be that sort of people too.
Yeah.
Because I've been in.
Yeah. Like, we don't want like nitpicky, like, I'm going to like see every single like act you do. There should be trust in a relationship.
Totally.
And you're like, yeah, I trust you.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever. He was so nonchalant and like the reasoning sounded very sound. Like mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, like why would he lie about this?
Yeah.
I feel like he's a really honest and trustworthy person. Like, I know I've been cheated on the past, but you know, like I really do trust him. So I just let it go.
Yeah.
So we have really like we have tons of fun all weekend.
You had like a great weekend together.
Yeah. I remember like texting you being like, I'm having so much fun. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we always have like little, you know, like tiffs, but it's
yeah,
like
that's
fine.
Like normal couple things. Yeah.
And then I didn't think about the condom at all until 2 days later. I'm still in New York City and I lost my earrings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I took them off when we were like watching a movie on the couch and they like slid into the couch cushions. So I'm going through the couch cushions and I'm finding a bunch of things. Like I find his glasses that he had like lost weeks or months prior. I found like old fries that he says is like from a friend who slept over and like he, you
just
know, like left fries.
Yeah.
And so we're like, you know, he's like cleaning it up. He's like, oh, like all this stuff. And then on the plane ride home the next day on a Monday, I like start thinking about it and I was like, how come we found so much shit in his couch cushions, mm-hmm. if he was cleaning, how come he didn't like find all these other things? Yeah. Like his couch isn't that big. Like it's mm-hmm. not like an L-shaped couch or anything like that. Yeah. It's like
just like a whatever three-seater.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it just doesn't make sense because we found things in each like cushion. You know yeah, what I'm saying?
Yeah. Your intuitive senses are starting to tingle.
Yeah.
So hard. Yeah.
So I text him not on Monday when I was coming back from New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I texted him the next day.
Yeah, because you were kind of like processing yeah, probably I was all like, on Monday and like trying to figure it out. Like, am I crazy? Like,
yeah, like I was like, am yeah. I being paranoid? I was like, mm-hmm. maybe he like just lost his remote and just like reached in and just one part of the cushion. Like, yeah. that's it. And I was like, I was like, it was bothering me. So I was like, I just have to ask. Like, talk about intuition, by the way.
No, seriously.
Like, seriously.
Our intuition is so strong. We try to suppress it so often. Yes. It's like, you guys, if you're listening to our pod besties, like if there is any intuitive sense that something is off in your relationship, fucking listen to it. Listen to that yeah. intuition.
So I was like, you know what? I just have to ask mm-hmm. About the condom wrapper. Cause I was like, I just want to like get the details straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, I'll just read you guys the text. Cause it was like the craziest. I don't know. I was like, am I crazy?
Yeah. Read us the text.
And I go, can you chat really fast? And he goes, why do I feel like really fast is a lie? And I said, I'll keep it to 10 minutes. And he goes, haha, are you ending it? Which I like get because I'm like pushing for this weird conversation.
Yeah, like please have a conversation with me now.
And I go, no, but I'm still confused about the condom wrapper. And he goes, I'm about to sleep. Let's just talk tomorrow. And I go, why? And he goes, because I'm about to sleep. Mind you, this man sleeps pretty late, probably like 11 p.m.
Yeah. And what time is it when you're texting him?
It's at like 10 o'clock his time. Okay. So I was like, okay, like.
Like you can talk.
Like you could talk. Yeah. Like if it was an easy mistake and you knew I was paranoid about it, why not just like clear it up? It should take like 5-10 minutes.
If I was in the, if anyone thought that I wasn't like acting right or they like had a doubt about me in any way and it wasn't true, I would immediately be calling, being like, oh my gosh, let me talk to you like right away.
Yeah. And I was like, same. That's what I was thinking. This yeah. is where I started being like, okay.
Okay. Something's up.
Something is so up. As we get over heartbreak, I am going to start focusing on my health this year. Like I want to be mindful of what I put in my body and I'm setting realistic goals. So I'm making small effective changes that will help me make healthy choices. And one of the ways I've done that is by incorporating Daily Harvest into my meal plan.
Daily Harvest is an easy way to get organic fruits and veggies into my diet without thinking too much about it. It's so easy to prep and you have so many choices to choose from. They're also starch, sugar, filler free, which means I don't really have to worry about consuming bad ingredients.
Yes, and it helps me stay on track with healthy habits. So my personal favorite right now is a cold brew and almond smoothie. Deep Tea has talked about this so many times. It tastes so good and truly I think to myself, is this even healthy?
Take the guessing out of eating well and try Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/outofthepods to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping.
That's dailyharvest.com/outofthepods for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/outofthepods. And so I respond to his because I'm about to sleep text. I go, this is really important to me. And he goes, okay, why does it have to be so late? LOL. I don't know how to do this. And obviously over text isn't the way, but I don't want to keep doing this. I think we deserve more with the distance. It's just so tough. So he's essentially like ending it.
Yeah. You're like, no, bitch.
And I was like, And I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah. What is happening right now? And I go, and now you want to end it after I asked about the condom wrapper and it just feels like there's so much more to the story. So I wait a little bit and I go, did you sleep with someone recently? And then he texts back. He goes, I'm really sorry, Natalie. I obviously care about you and I don't know what to say. I just don't want to do this anymore because of the distance, but I don't know how to tell you. And I'm like, bro, it is. What do you mean?
And like, completely it's just over already. The question.
Yeah, it just ignores it, does not admit it, whatever. So I end up texting the next day and I was like, okay, so what I'm getting from this is you had sex with someone when we were together and you lied to me about it last weekend. I don't want to be with you. To be honest, I'm actually so disgusted by you, but you owe me at least some answer. So let's talk tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't respond. Gosh. Never calls me, whatever. Like
That's such a coward thing. Oh my gosh.
I end up calling him a few times, just like ignores the phone call. So I send this text. I go, I give up. I just wanted to understand and not look back and think of you as a horrible person. But now I realize you really are a weak, selfish, and cowardly man. It wasn't about the distance. You lied to me straight to my face, swearing on your mom's life that you didn't have sex with someone. You didn't have to lie, and you sure didn't have to fuck someone before I came to visit. You're not a good person, and I hope you realize when you hurt people, they carry that pain for a while. I feel sad for you because I don't carry the burden of treating people badly like you do. I'll move on just fine, but you'll still be a selfish and cowardly liar who can't hold a relationship for more than 3 to 4 months. Good luck. And that's when he responds and he's like, hey, sorry, I'm at like flag football.
Yeah.
Can I call in a minute? And I'm just like, no, we don't need to talk anymore.
Dude.
And this man still continues to like not take responsibility and do the right thing at the very last moment of it all. So he goes, I'm really fucking sorry, Natalie. I obviously messed up to the ninth degree. I think that
like the ninth degree. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like to the utmost degree.
Utmost degree. Yep.
Not sure that makes me an evil human. And I'm like petty mode. And I go, it does. It makes you a really bad person. A really shitty one, to be honest. Because I'm like, here's
I'm
the
so
thing.
Proud of you.
Who
for
are you to
out?
Like tell yourself like try to not say what you did. Like it's he's trying to.
He's trying to make himself feel better about the situation.
And I was like, no, it makes you a really bad person. Yeah. If you lie to someone, if you fuck someone. When a girl you're
this is literally
in a relationship
the worst
with,
thing you can do in a relationship.
Yeah. And I was like, you swore on your mom's life. Like, what do you mean that doesn't
like
make
literally
you an
that
evil
doesn't
person?
Hold any value to him, clearly.
Honestly, good luck to his mom at this point.
I know. Like, how many times has he swore on her?
Literally.
Like, seriously.
And I go, a really shitty one, to be honest. Like a really shitty person. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, then I guess let's just not talk. If that's what you think of me, then that's that. You're a sweetheart and deserve the best, so I hope you find that. 30 minutes later, I'm really sorry, Natalie. You obviously didn't deserve this. And despite what you think of me, I feel awful. I just don't know what to say or do. And I wanted to text back. I just didn't text back.
Yeah, good.
But I want to say, like, it's not what I think of you. Like, you are a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope you know that when you are a liar and you trick people and manipulate people all the way to the end and don't know how to apologize and do the right thing till the end, which is have a conversation, admit it, and apologize, then you are a bad person.
Agreed.
No, that is not normal behavior. You're just a really bad person.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes after, he goes, do you want to talk? I'm guessing it's just going to be...
Oh, now you want to talk? Now you want to talk?
Literally. And he goes, I'm guessing it's just going to be you telling me how much of an evil human I am. I don't know if he's ever texted more because I silenced him. Like, it's kind of just like, I was like, whatever. And deleted his text messages. So, like, I don't really...
Honestly, I think, like, it's so wild to me that he was reaching... out to you to make himself feel better instead of just taking accountability and being like, dude, I'm so sorry that I fucked up. And also he never even admits to what he did. Like how often, when the fuck did this happen? Like nothing. Like, is he?
I was like,
he's so unwell.
So anyways, the last few text messages he sent is like the part where I was like, oh my God, I don't know him. Like
he became a stranger to you.
Yeah. I was just like, I got the ick. I was like, I can't believe I was with someone I thought was like mature and like a really good person. Mm-hmm. And
he's actually a bad person.
No, I know.
It's so bad.
And I don't like calling people bad people, but like truly, I think that if you, this is the part that makes me so sick. First of all, I just want to clear up, like, I did not see this coming. Like, I did not think that. I don't know. If you guys were there, I wish you guys just like, I wish like everyone who listened was like my like real life friend. And you guys are my friends, but like you guys were with me in the moments where I experienced things. Cause I was like, it's just hard to explain.
It's like a gut wrenching feeling.
Yeah. Cause I was like, he led our entire relationship, like that entire 7-8 months of our relationship, he acted like he was so against like cheating, so against liars, like all this stuff. And then I'm like, you just did that. Yeah. Like what? And so like, it's not just about, you know, sleeping with someone, lying about it and like manipulating me and like trying to convince me and trying to make me feel crazy. It's the fact that he like tricked me from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's like crazy to me.
It's just hard because it's like you haven't gotten many answers on like what actually happened. And so I feel like we just sit here and we ponder and we're like, we think the worst. And you're like, he's been doing this the entire time.
I know.
But like, we don't know. But at the same time, it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, it really doesn't matter. It's like, weirdly, not, I'm like so fucking pissed at him. But at the same time, this is like something, at least, you know, something so severe happened that you're like, I'm never coming back to this situation. Yeah.
It really sucks because like, honestly, I was thinking of ending the relationship. I had like a lot of
multiple times.
And I had a lot of conversations with Deep Dee about it. There was just some things where his like, I don't know, he was very like flaky sometimes, but mostly it was like we were incompatible in terms of like just, I don't know, like our personalities. Like, for example, I'm like always like very curious. Like, I want to know about your friends and family. I want to know like what your hopes and dreams are.
Yeah.
And I love having those types of conversations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where
I love
just
a deep
like,
conversation.
Yeah.
I need to be intellectually stimulated or else I check out.
And he is not like an inquisitive or very like curious person. Yeah.
And listen, you're not saying that he should be exactly like you, but there should be some sort of like a curiosity in the sense of like, just talk to me about life. Like, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? Like, none of that. He gave you none of that.
Yeah. He just would not ask like follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Dude. So like, it was just like incompatibility.
Yeah. At the
like,
end of the day, you were already thinking about ending
like,
it.
I
and
was
this
like,
is like, whoa.
But the what kept me in was like, I trusted him a lot. We had so much fun. Like when we had our like good moments, it was like so fun. We have like the same sense of humor and we're like both really silly. And it was like fun. But that was one piece where I remember like telling you or Ayana and also like my other best friends too of like, when I go to dinner with him, I dread it because like we kind of just sit in silence or I have to think of like a topic to say because he doesn't fill the silence. And silence can be very comfortable. Like, I'm not saying you have to talk, but I realized like
there's just not a lot going on.
Like it's me talking about myself because he's not asking me any questions about myself.
Yeah.
So it was like tough. And that piece just like really, I didn't feel like intellectually like or emotionally stimulated in that
100%,
way.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of like, oh, maybe this just like is not a good fit. It's incompatibility. But I would have never guessed like we would end like this when he lied to me and manipulated me. And I wish it was just like a piece of me wishes I just never knew. And I ended it over incompatibility versus like now him doing this. Because I've been cheated on before. I've talked about this.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it put me in such a dark place in that like my walls went up so high. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't trust someone. And I feel like he was the first person in a long time where my walls just went down. And I was like, I trust
him 100%. Like you didn't expect this at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Natalie, I think with everything going on right now, we're going to need a good girls' night. And you can't have a good girls' night without wine, which is why I made my life a whole lot easier by using First Leaf to get my wine bottles personalized and delivered to me on my schedule.
Well, my heart is definitely in need of some new wine. I'm so bad at like going out of my comfort zone with wine because I don't know anything about wine, but it's Natalie 2.0 this year, so I'm looking to expand my wine palette. So First Leaf is just what I need.
Yes, you're going to love First Leaf. It's just so easy to set up. You answer a few questions on what you like, what you don't like, and then an expert team selects an assortment of world-class wines based on those preferences.
Try something new this year with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/outofthepots to sign up. You'll get your first 6 hand-curated bottles for just $44.95.
That's tryfirstleaf.com/outofthepots. tryfirstleaf.com/outofthepots.
And and I feel like so sad because I also told him about this. Like at dinner last weekend. Oh my God. What the heck?
Fucked.
Oh, sorry.
He literally talked to you about it and then was just like able to have a straight face and not fucking like admit it or just, I don't even know, have some remorse. He still to this day has not said, straight up like, hey, I had sex with somebody else.
Ugh. I just thought about this, but last Saturday, again, when I was in New York City, we went to dinner and he like is kind of secretive with his phone. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's because he's like,
I know, there's literally so many red flags with this. New York boy is fucking dead.
But it's kind of been like an ongoing conversation, but he says it because he's always checking the ESPN app and he's always on X, formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it used to bother me because he would go on it so much when we would have like dinners together.
Yeah.
And so he goes, oh, sorry. Like he like kind of like covers his phone or like looks at his phone. So like I can't see it.
That's wild.
Again, girl. My mind didn't even go through like, is he texting other girls or is he like doing something?
And I'm sure he probably wasn't in that moment, but like still he's being weird with his phone.
I was like, hey, like sometimes like when you do that, I know you like don't mean anything by it, but it like triggers me from like when I've been cheated because I was like my ex did that.
Yeah.
And so it like brings me back to like a really dark place.
Yeah. It just makes you like question things and like you're not in a, yeah.
And he goes, oh, space. I just do it because I know like you don't like when I go on X a lot, like Twitter a lot or like the ESPN app. So I like, you know, just, I'm just cover like that. Because he goes, I don't want like you, it like annoying you at all. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. But I promise I won't get annoyed if you'd like want to check your
just
apps,
you.
Like whatever. Yeah. Like I was like, it doesn't matter. But like when you try to like cover what you're looking at, it makes me feel like some sort of way.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell the vibes are off if like something is off. Like, again, intuitive senses are fucking flowing and you're like, something is not sitting right. You know, like if it's just Twitter or whatever else, it's just like, okay, that's fine. It's not like you're going to get so angry about it.
But to be honest, just like, you know, I am pretty private about my phone too, even though I'm not doing anything bad. It's more like, I don't want to be judged looking at like, I don't know,
looking at my Instagram.
Yeah, like looking, like stalking people on Instagram. Yeah. My partner's like, why are you?
Yeah, like who are you looking at?
Who's this girl you're looking at? And I was like, I don't even know how I got to her profile. I was like, I clicked. No, literally. Sometimes I'll like go in a, do you ever go in an Instagram deep hole where you like click on someone and then click on someone and someone's friend and then someone's friends and all of a sudden you're on this Instagram.
You're like, who are you
with? But you're like on someone's Instagram who isn't even like a public figure. They're just like a random friend of a friend. Yeah,
100%.
And you're just like scrolling through their photos and I'm like, okay, yeah. So like I get private with my Instagram because like that's embarrassing. Or I'm Googling things like, why is my stomach making this noise? Like,
why is my IBS acting up today?
Why is like, what did I eat that triggered my IBS today? Like things like that. And so it's like, I get it.
You're essentially just I don't know what's, you're kind of just like understanding in the moment.
Yeah,
you're like not trying to like.
And I was like, almost, I was like, I know it's not fair I'm asking you that, but I was like, you don't have to like cover it. I won't look at your phone is what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, but like when you like try to act like you're covering it, it like triggers something. And I was like, it just takes me to like a really dark mindset in place.
100%.
And he sits there and like 5 minutes later, he's like, I don't feel well. And we're just like kind of sit in silence at dinner. And then on the walk back home, back to his place from dinner, he's like, sorry, I was so silent at dinner. And I was like, yeah, that was kind of weird, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I was thinking back to it. I really feel like he felt so guilty because he knew what he had just done.
Yes. That's why he was probably like sick to his stomach kind of feeling. Yeah. Thankfully, that means that he might have soul.
But then he was all good and fine when we got back to his place. He was like, well, not. I think he has like maybe a soul for like 5 seconds and then he's like, he's like, whatever.
Well, thank God we're done with that.
Yeah. But anyways.
That's actually kind of wild to me that he never fucking like, still to this day, like how long was he going to go on without telling you? And like, was it ever going to happen if you didn't bring up doubts and you're like, hey, like this is not sitting well with me and like had a conversation with you? Like when would he have even told you, if at all?
Just looking at his reaction of when I asked him about the condom wrapper and he was like, I think we should end it.
Yeah.
I think that if he did feel any remorse and guilt, which I, to be honest, I don't think he does. I think he would have never told me, but like would have ended it to just like kind of.
Just to make himself feel better.
Yeah.
It's like cognitive dissonance kind of, you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling uneasy. Let me just like get out of this situation completely.
Yeah. And like he is a dismissive avoidant. Mm-hmm. Like I've talked about it with him and he very much is a dismissive avoidant. If you guys know attachment theories, it's like dismissive avoidance. It comes from like, I don't know like the core causes, because there's like a few, but like
I'm sure it's environmental. There's so yeah. many things. Yeah.
It like happens from childhood or some like kind mm-hmm. of like traumatic just, event.
Yeah.
But
how you were growing up.
The like key, I don't want to say like symptoms, signs of a dismissive avoidant is like when they feel like especially when they're in a committed, like going towards a committed relationship or in a committed relationship, they start feeling like smothered and they need out and they start like doing things to get out of that relationship. So it's yeah. either abruptly ending it, like they start feeling like very like
trapped
type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that either leads to like just ghosting, abruptly ending a relationship, or just like wanting to end it, like these feelings. And then also like maybe focusing like on icks or annoying traits of their partner that haven't like bothered them before. It could be like the way they look, like clothes, or like a certain like yeah. mannerism.
They kind of come up with whatever excuse they can yeah. to run.
I've always wondered if him like sleeping with someone else was like him feeling like smothered.
Yeah.
In that relationship with
and
me.
And we were like, did he place this condom wrapper there?
No, literally. So subconsciously. It, like, I was like, consciously or subconsciously, like, did he place it there? But okay, if he did that, he should have just owned up to it.
He should have just
been like, yep, I fucked someone. And I think it literally happened the day before I arrived.
And the fact that if he did that, oh my God, should we go to New York City and cut his balls off? I'm just kidding. No, but seriously though, what the fuck is wrong with him? He is...
No, I know.
Ah, okay, but can I say one thing though? I am just like really proud of you for like saying something to him. And also weirdly, like, for example, like I've been cheated on before with my 6-year relationship. And when he like I found text messages to another person, it's like one level of cheating, because I'm like, oh, like he didn't actually physically cheat. And like after a couple months, I went back to him. Please do not do that. That is the worst thing you can ever do. But like, it's the physical cheating part that was like when he told me he did that like 3 years later, he was like, I physically cheated on you. And he told
during me that, the relationship?
During my, yes. He was
he ended up admitting it?
He admitted it to me. Crazy. And I was like, okay, that is the last straw. Like there's no coming back from this. And weirdly, like if you had left it up to incompatibility or like, I don't know, whatever else, you would kind of be thinking about him still in the way like, oh, like, should I have made that work? Like, would this have been a thing? Like, you think about stuff like that. But this is something so severe that you're like, I am never going back to this. And weirdly, like, I find solace in that for you, being like, okay, like, you don't have to like go through all of that like turmoil of like, was that the person? Should I go back? You know, now you just know, like, absolutely not. He's not the person. And you can sever the ties and move on, you know? Like,
yeah,
it fucking sucks, but like, you we've been through worse. You've been through yeah. worse. You've been through worse.
The only thing that sucks is like, I feel like the last time I got cheated on, my walls went up so high.
Yeah.
And I remember like every relationship or potential relationship after, I like couldn't trust the other guy.
Yeah.
And I would almost like self-sabotage those because mm-hmm. I was like
yeah.
so like paranoid of getting like cheated on again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I would just kind of like just you're, like yeah. pull back and go back into the shell and be like, well, he's gonna cheat on me anyway, so I need to like end this relationship.
Yeah.
That's how I used to like think.
Yeah, yeah. Because what happens in your past relationships kind of like you yeah. carry that weight with you into your new relationships, and it can hurt your trust. It can hurt like
yeah.
a lot of like core things in, I don't know, like if the person that was so close to you, you talk to every single day, that's the person that hurts you, you're like, oh my gosh, like you kind of like lose faith in relationships or people sometimes, and it's like really hard to get pull yourself out of it, but you are going to be just fine.
I want to believe fuck that him. Here's the thing of like of you know, if something ends by cheating, yeah, I think for us it's like that sever, like I'm never going
never.
back.
Yeah,
like I just can't, because mm-hmm. I'll find myself now like in a really dark place if yeah. I ever did. And quite honestly, I think with I think he kind of showed his true colors, and it kind of makes
absolutely.
Me sick. But what sucks about like not ending it because of like incompatibility, and it just kind of being like a very like a more of like a fond memory looking mm-hmm. back at everything versus this, is like I feel like now my walls are up so much higher and I'm back to like square one. Like I wish, like, I don't know. I feel like I did so much work and I trusted so much.
Yeah.
And then, and I like had my walls all fall down because I was like, oh my gosh, like I could finally, like, I don't have to
worry about that yeah. kind of stuff.
And then he does this and then it's like, oh my gosh, and now my walls are higher and like everything that I worked on to just like be vulnerable and like trusting, I don't know, I'm like back to square one type of thing.
Yeah.
And I hate that like he doesn't realize that, and I don't think he either doesn't care or really just justifies it in his head that like what he did was like okay and not that bad. But I was like, I don't know, you left so much like hurt and sadness and pain.
Yeah.
And like I have to now like carry that with me for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry about it because I literally cried about it for like yeah. the last several days and I just like can't anymore. But
yeah, honestly, crying is healing.
Yeah.
It really is. But yeah.
Yeah, he just like, I have to carry that with me. And I don't think he realizes, like,
yeah.
I don't think this is the first time he has done this.
Absolutely not. To,
considering he can't even apologize
yeah.
well, I was like, and feel any sort of remorse. I don't think this is the first time he has done this to a woman or a partner.
And he just like gets away with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he like, does he have any hurt over it? Like what is, you know what I mean?
I don't
like
think
he just
so.
Kind of like doesn't realize the bulldozing he's doing to people's emotions yeah. and like fucking up their life. And like now you have to kind of sit with this and like figure out, oh my gosh, where do I go from here? And then you carry it onto your next relationship. It's like he doesn't fucking get yeah. the damage that he's done.
I think about phones a lot, especially when men are being a little secretive with their phones. But I've also always wondered why phone plans are so expensive. It feels like I'm getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers. And that's why I was happy to hear Mint Mobile wireless plans are only $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It makes sense how they can do it. Mint Mobile sells their wireless service online, which means they cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those savings directly to you.
Exactly. And with Mint Mobile, I get 5G everywhere I go. Even when I'm traveling, I know I can rely on Mint Mobile. I'm truly done with overpriced monthly bills for my wireless plan and unexpected overages. Their plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/outofthepods.
That's mintmobile.com/outofthepods. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/outofthepods. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Anyways, he was telling me about an older woman that he dated. And she,
oh my gosh,
he
this
said
is the
that
famous girly.
This is the famous,
the famous
woman.
Girl.
Yes, yes. She was a very well-known actress. Anyway, so he dated this older actress and he said, I could tell she was like becoming like serious in the relationship because she would say like, oh, I told, you know, my sisters about you, all this stuff. They went on dates
oh my
and
gosh.
Whatever. He ended up meeting someone else like closer to his age. And so he's like, you know, I need to probably end it with this like older woman. And so he said, I went to have one last sleepover. He went, if you know what I'm saying, he went yeah. over to like sleep with her one last time. And
oh
then
my gosh,
he
fucked.
Decided to leave and it like pissed her off. She's like, you just came over to like have sex
like
with
hit
me
it
and go.
Run.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, like what
and
the fuck?
Kind of like, I think more happened because she like freaked out at him. She's like, I'm blocking your number and everything.
Imagine doing that to her.
And friends. I was just like, that is like really messed up. And I was like, because you probably again like left her with like
a lot of hurt. Yeah.
And he goes, well, she should have known, like, why would I ever, like, why would I have a future with, like, an older woman?
Oh,
and so that's how
God.
He justifies
this. Oh, 100%.
So
he
I'm
internalizes,
like,
deflects. He projects his, oh my gosh, yeah. there's so many things wrong with this person.
And then I said to me, I was like, well, like, imagine if that was me. Like, will you do that to me? He goes, no, that's a different scenario. Like, I see a future with us. Mm-hmm. And he said that to me. And this isn't like the early stages of us dating. And he goes, that was like, she should have known.
He's literally love bombing you.
Yeah. He goes, I know, literally. But like he said, it's like, he's like, it's not the same. Like he goes, I would never do that to you because mm-hmm. like we have a future and she was like older. Like I want kids and like she wasn't going to have kids. you know, like she was in her 50s.
Bro.
I know.
He's so...
And yeah.
This man needs therapy. He needs therapy.
I know.
Literally.
And I think about it and I was like, I feel like for our situation, he probably, again, justified it.
Oh, it's
because
long
it's long distance. There's probably not a future to make himself feel better. But again, it sucks because like he will never know like kind of like the carnage he leaves behind.
Yeah. In a weird way, though, like I remember when you guys broke up the first time and you guys went back. You guys got back together. And like weirdly, I'm just happy something so like drastic. It's like weird. The universe literally makes you move if you're not going in the right direction. And like, 100%. And it'll do crazy things. And you were not supposed to be in that relationship. You were not supposed to be with him. And like, this is your starting point to be like, I'm going to fucking move on and find the person that's right for me. And like, I'm really going to challenge you. It's going to take time for you, but you really need to understand that not everyone is like that. There's good people out there and people who are like gonna treat you well. And this is your stepping stone to finding that person, like eventually once you kind of like, I don't know, get through the hurt, you know?
Yeah. I was looking for this like quote I saw somewhere, or not a quote, it was more of a saying. But or it was this comic really where a birdie on a branch said something like the birdie doesn't need to trust that the branch will not break because he trusts his own wings and knows he can fly away if that happens.
Yes.
And I was like, okay,
I've seen that quote before.
I think I hope I get to a place of like I think when to be if I'm gonna be honest, like when this all happened, I kind of felt like oh, was this my fault somehow? Like, was I not
absolutely
good enough?
Not.
But your head still goes there. Oh, 100%, like, oh, I wasn't good enough for you to just like, even bare minimum, like tell me the truth and just like apologize to me, like just like a human.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't even worth like a real apology.
Yeah.
But I realized like, I don't know. I have to trust myself. Like I can't rely on my partners. Like I have to just trust myself that I will walk away and do the things that are like good for me.
Yeah. Cause at the end of the day,
that I will like recover.
At the end of the day, we have you have to be good with you and not, you have to get to a place of like non-attachment where like, listen, like no matter what anyone does to you, you have faith in yourself. You have confidence and love and trust in yourself to be like, you can pull through any situation.
I know.
You know? And it's really hard though. Like I remember the day that I found out that I was cheated on and like, I was like, oh my God, we lived together. Our stuff was together. And it's just like, holy crap. Like how can someone do this to me when I'm with them 24/7? Like this is like, we're so integrated in life and it's like the toughest thing. Cause you self-evaluate and you're like, what is it wrong in me that like he did this to me? But it is 100% them and nothing to do with you. It's so hard though.
Did you ever ask your partner like why he cheated on you?
No, I didn't even get to that point because as soon as he told me, I was like, get the fuck out of my apartment immediately. Like I was like in so much pain. I didn't even know how to ask, because you need time to process it and like sit with that emotion for a while and be like, okay, let me just figure out what the fuck just happened. It's kind of like a car accident. You get in a car accident and you just have like such heightened emotions and you're like, I need to like simmer down the emotions to kind of really feel what I'm feeling. I didn't ask him one thing.
Now that I'm very, very single, I realize I need a new wardrobe refresh. I literally had nothing to wear this week. And I realized like, I don't know, I just need to start anew. But when this happens, my favorite place to go to add to my closet is Quince. Literally, they have my favorite high quality, affordable pieces.
Dude, after you told me this, I immediately went to their website and spent entirely too much time on it. I loved how easy it was to navigate and find exactly what I'm looking for. They had like a home section, a travel section. They had such great options. I ended up getting the Mongolian cashmere oversized boyfriend cardigan sweater. It just looked so cozy and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I highly recommend their cashmere sweaters. So I bought a cashmere sweater from them 2 years ago, and it still looks so good. People think it's more expensive than what I bought it for, and I bought it for $50. And I've loved everything that I've gotten from Quince.
Well, indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/outofthepods for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/outofthepods to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/outofthepods. Do you think that would have ever like helped in your, I don't want to call it recovery, but just like healing?
No, because again, nothing that he would have told me would have made the situation any better.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's not like he did it one time. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it just happened out of the blue and it was an accident. Like, listen, I'm very understanding. And I'm like, I got back together with him after I found text messages on his phone, like to another person. I got back together with him. But it's like, I'm so understanding to a fault. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what they've even said to you to like justify it, or like if you would have known the details, it's not going to make anything better. It doesn't erase the fact that he did it.
Yeah.
You know,
I always wonder that of like, you know, before I just like stopped responding to him, I just want to have one last phone call of like, how long has this been going on? Like, why did you lie to me? Like, you could have just told me the truth.
Yeah.
There's, I feel so like I've been so understanding like leading up to this.
Yeah.
And I was like, why couldn't you just have like, you had so many opportunities to just tell me.
Just be a good person. So yeah. You had so many opportunities.
Like,
why even invite you that weekend?
I know. That's what I was going to say.
That's the most fucked up part.
Of like, if you knew I was coming and you had like slept with someone.
Also, first of all, bro, can he clean? Does he know how to fucking clean? Clearly not. Like, bro, no, literally. What the fuck?
And I was like, ew, did you even like, oh, did we sit on the, like, did you do it on the couch?
No.
Is that why the condom was on the TV
Not
stand?
The couch.
Or the condom wrapper. Like, I was like, oh, and we sat there watching a movie, literally sick.
Dude, I don't understand. Mm. I don't understand people like this. Like, truly.
No, 100%.
It's not that hard to be a good person. Like, I don't get it. Dude, I'm really sorry that you had to go through this. And it's like, after our traumatizing fucking relationships from Love is Blind, like, it's just hard. And like, it's okay. I just know you're going to come out so much stronger from this and just like resilient. Yeah. You're going to be so resilient.
Well, you know what's very interesting is, you know how I like, I always say like, I don't believe in manifestation. I don't believe in like the universe like telling me things.
You're whack for that.
Honestly, I actually, a little piece of me believes in it after this, because I really do think like it was divine intervention or some sort of like
you were
universe,
on the wrong path, bitch.
Like telling me something, mm-hmm. because I remember like going to see him this weekend. I was like, oh, should I go? It's like an expensive flight.
Yeah,
like,
it was like a last minute trip.
Yeah, it was
too.
A last minute trip. And I was like, oh, like, should I go? Should I not? But yeah. I was like, let me just go. And I feel like if I never went last weekend, I would have never found that condom wrapper.
Exactly.
I would have never, if he broke it off, I would have like just thought like, oh, it's just incompatibility or me. Like I would have never
thought this.
Never thought this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should be like grateful for it or not.
You have to be. You have to be grateful for it, because you would have continued on and you have no idea when he would have even told you the truth or if he would have ever told you the truth.
He would have never.
And he would have continued on with his behavior. Like, I have no idea if he's like, he's done it multiple times or like it was like a single time thing. But like, you believe in fate now. Don't even lie to me.
I just feel like, yeah.
Everything
like,
does happen for a reason.
Yeah, like I feel it like does. There's things that happen where maybe the universe or higher power is like trying to just be like, wake the
like,
fuck up. Yeah,
exactly. Like a slap in the
like
face.
This
like
bad
you're
thing.
On the wrong path.
Or it's like this bad thing happened and you have to like find out about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. The universe shows you everything that you need to know eventually. You know what I mean? Like the truth always comes out. And people who do bad things in life, they will get caught. And like, I pray to God that his karma is coming to him. Like, you don't even need to worry about revenge or anything. Like, you be happy in you and his karma will come to him. He's going to be old and miserable and single.
But, you know, one last point to just him. you know, I always wonder, like, you know how that saying, we see it a lot, you are the company you keep.
100 Yes.
He has a friend who he hangs out with, or at least works out with quite frequently, who currently like cheats on his wife.
That is so fucked up.
And like the thing about, he used to say, like, it's so shitty, it's so bad, like this guy's just like gross, like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has other friends who won't hang out with this specific friend because of what he's doing
to his wife. Thank God for those friends. Oh my gosh.
But like, I was like, does that ever have an impact? Does he see his friend like getting away with it? And he's mm-hmm. like, I could get away with it, or it's okay to like lie.
Yeah.
Like, does that, I always just like wonder that, because I don't have any friends that, you know, do that currently. And I think if I did have a friend, our other friends would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, yeah. You better do the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I always wondered, like, not excusing, but is that like a red flag I should look for?
like in future relationships.
But what really confused me is was acted like he was so disgusted by his friend. Like, yeah. This guy's a bad guy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you literally did the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know what goes on in people's heads sometimes when they like do bad things like this, but it's like clearly just like a projection of their own insecurities. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you stringing along people? Why are you like pretending like you want to like a future with them and like be in a relationship when you're clearly not ready for that? You know, I don't know, but like, it's not our job to even fucking understand it. I do have to say, it's really tough because after like all the relationships and the hard things, it's like sometimes hard because we're like, do I trust my own intuition anymore? You know yeah. what I mean? It's like, is my radar off? Like, and it's like, it's not. There's just bad people in the world. And sometimes like there's a part of you that needs to heal so that like you don't attract that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we won't. I don't know.
I don't know. My track record kind of sucks these days. But I will say, speaking about like the universe and like, I don't know.
Hi, divine. Welcome to my world.
I had like, I wouldn't say like an old fling, but someone like I really, really liked, and it just didn't work out because, you know, I started dating mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm just going to cut that off. But he randomly checked in last night. He like called me. He's like, I just felt like I need to check in. And he doesn't know any of this happened. Like, we don't have enough like mutual friends for him to like know. I haven't told tons of people yet. I've kind of just been like a cocoon in my own yeah. house, like kind of like processing this. But I was like, maybe like things happen because it leads you other ways into like other people.
100%.
And so I don't know. He just like checked in and like asked. And
yeah.
And see, I feel when, like if I was with, I would have never picked up that phone call.
Exactly.
But I was like, I picked it up and it felt so good. And for a little piece of me, and I was like, you know what? Like, look, I'm not saying I'm going to like.
No, it's just like a little dating. Glimmer of like, oh my gosh. Okay. There's like a silver lining yeah. to the situation.
Like I was like. It doesn't just like end here.
Yeah.
Like,
no, absolutely
not. My love life doesn't end here. Yeah.
Starting again.
So I don't know.
Wait, can I tell you, speaking of like cheating and whatever, last weekend I went out. Well, I didn't go out. Last weekend I had a bunch of people at my place and one of my friends brought over his friend and he was so cute. I was like, oh my gosh, like he's so like whatever. And I'm like very closed off to love right now. Like I'm just like in my own little, even though I'm wearing an I love you shirt for Valentine's Day. But I was like, you know what, whatever. Anyways, he was like being very forward with me and I was like, oh, okay. Like he spilled something on his shirt.
Yeah.
And he was like, will you help me like get it out? And I'm like, okay, oh. Sure. I was like, sure, I'll help you. Ooh. And then I brought up my Dyson hair dryer to be like, let me dry off your shirt.
Yeah.
Here's your Dyson. He's the Dyson. And he's like, well, can you just do it for me? And he's like, go under the shirt and do it. And he's being so flirty,
like,
with me.
Yeah,
all
that's like
night.
Very flirty.
So flirty. And then towards the middle of the night, he's like, oh yeah, like I have a girlfriend. She like lives across the street from here. And I died inside. I literally was like, are you serious right now? Like, oh. I was like, what kind of behavior is this if you have a girlfriend? Like,
did you say that to him?
No,
you just thought it.
I just thought it in my head because obviously I'm not gonna like say it to him. But this is so funny. When he was leaving, one green flag about him, he's like, I'm gonna go and like hang out with my dog. And I was like, oh, that's actually really sweet. But I was like, you have a girlfriend. But anyways, he was like, we should hang out sometime. And I was like, yeah, you should invite your girlfriend next time.
That is sick.
It's sick. Like,
he's sick.
People like this exist all over the place. Like,
no, I know.
They just have no boundaries. They have no like fucking moral compass.
Like, do you think like flirting with other women is considered cheating? Because I think so. Like if your partner flirted with other people, I think that's cheating.
Listen, I'm kind of a natural flirt. That's like, I'm just nice to people and people mistake it for flirting.
No, same.
No, and I'm like, I'm not trying to flirt with you. I'm just being nice and like fun, whatever, right? And I do think that emotional cheating is a thing. I think that like flirting is like, it depends to what level. I feel like it's like, fine, be yourself. So like that line is like not that bad. But if they do anything forward, like asking for a number or doing that, which this guy actually did ask for my number because he's like, I want you to play the SoundCloud playlist.
Oh, right.
And so I was like, fine, cool. But like he texted me after. That I think is wrong. If you have a girlfriend, don't text me.
That's yeah, I agree. Up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to be like flirty with them. I feel like that's the line.
100%. And like, you know, internally, if you're doing something that's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just all like very
icky. It feels gross.
I don't know if it's like wrong, but it's just like, no, it's icky. I wouldn't want my boyfriend doing that, but.
No, absolutely not. It just sucks because I'm like, damn, you're so cute. Like, but red flags.
Look, I know people are always like when, here's the thing. When people have like an affair, and both of them, like, and it's always, yeah, it's on like the partner who cheated, but the other 100%. Person, if they're aware that that person has a partner or is in a relationship, I think it's still
on them as well.
On them as well. Yeah.
No, I agree. They should be on their guilty conscience.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Some people get off on cheating though. Like people like that shit.
Honestly, I could think of one person who might, who we were just talking about, but no,
yeah, people do get off on that shit. It's like kind of weird. People have weird fetishes.
Yeah, that is like kind of
yucky. We don't want any. Yeah, you know what though, like moving on though and like starting new relationships, like I'm gonna challenge you not to have your walls up too much.
Thank you for challenging me but they're still gonna be up higher than ever.
They will be but like you have to, like, I mean, I know this happened to you and it's like, you've been through this before. This is not this is the second time, right?
Yeah, the second time.
Yeah. And.
But the first time someone physically fucked someone, but you know, won't.
Oh, like your last relationship that cheated was like emotional cheating.
Yeah.
It like, you know, coming from experience, it, especially with somebody that I thought I was going to marry and like we were going to build this life together 6.5 years into this relationship, and like someone telling me, oh my gosh, like I've cheated. He literally sat me down because I was fighting so hard for the relationship, and he's like, Deep T, I've been cheating on you for the last, like our duration of the relationship. It wasn't even like a one-time thing. It was like, from the beginning, I've been cheating on you.
How did he get away with that?
I mean, like, he would like hang out with friends, you know? Oh. He'd be like, I'm gonna go hang out with my friend. One time, I literally, okay, so I have a dog, Pixel, my love of my life. when he would like come stay with me when my parents go to India and stuff like that. So I had Pixel, and I bought a pet cube. So like when I'm at work or whatever, I can like
check. Is that the camera?
Yes. So I can check on my dog. And one time, oh my God, I took Pixel and I went back home, but I left the camera on. And
on purpose
because I was like, something is off. And yeah. I checked it constantly, and he was lying to me so hard. He literally told me, he was like, oh, I'm just like gonna go out with a couple friends and I'll be home. Calls me at like 8 p.m. and he's like, hey babe, like I'm home. And I'm like, are you, bitch? I'm like looking at the camera. He was home, but he was home for like 20 minutes and then left the entire night. I'm telling you, I literally could not sleep that night. I was checking it like every hour. I was like, is he home? Is he home? Wasn't home until 7 in the morning.
Oh, yep. That's it. That's done.
7 in the morning. But tell me why this fucker. I called him at like 7:30 a.m. because I was literally up checking the whole time. And he was like, I was like, hey, like, what's up? Like, are you awake? And he's like, oh yeah, like, I'm just waking up, showering. And I was like, this fucking liar, he's so good at lying to me. And I remember being like, I just have a feeling like you haven't been home. Like, are you sure? Like, I feel like you're lying to me. Like, trying to bait him to tell me the truth. doesn't tell me at all. And then he's like, you're being fucking crazy.
Oh, my. Being fucking crazy. That
gaslighting
line.
Me. Gaslighting me. And then he hangs up on me, throws the phone, and I'm watching him on the camera. And he goes, fucking bitch. Like, at me. Like, he said that, like, towards me after he hung up the phone. I was like, you are literally living in my apartment rent free. I'm paying for our apartment. And you're cheating on me. Like, it was so wild. But you know what's so fucked up is, like, I wanted that relationship to work so hard. He justified me. He was like, oh, I was just, like, gambling. Like, I'm sorry I lied to you. I just didn't want to tell you that I was at a casino. And, like, I believed him.
I mean, I would believe him too.
Yeah, because I was like, you don't think, oh my gosh, he's cheating on me. I was like, oh, he's gambling. Thank fucking Lord he's gambling.
Yeah, you know? And, like, let's take care of that.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm here to support you through this, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm such an idiot that I, like, believed him. It's so wild, dude. Like, how much we also excuse, like, red flags and toxic behavior. And we're like, because we don't want to feel uncomfortable and move. And, like, literally, again, the universe makes such bad things happen to you when you're on the wrong path that you have to pivot. And, like, this is the pivot point in your life, you know?
I know.
It really is. And you know what? It only gets better. It only gets better. When you remove those toxic people out of your life, like, life just shines. And, like, you attract such good things, you know?
Yeah.
Truly.
I agree.
Like the phone call you had yesterday.
I know. I was like, I feel like, I don't know. I felt like I needed that phone call, and it was kind of
you're good.
On to the next.
Mm-hmm. On to the next. Thank you, next.
But yeah, what a wild couple of days.
What a wild,
But I can't wait to watch Love is Mine season 6.
I know, and I'm so excited.
Maybe the drama will be just as good as as what I just went through and what we've been through in life. But I hope you guys are excited to hear about our recap, which starts next week.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's going to be I'm ready for the roller coaster of love again.
Yeah, literally.
Here we go.
Yeah. But hey, if you guys have ever been cheated on or whatever,
through something,
let us know. We just, like, love to hear your stories. We always do. Mm-hmm. But you could always DM us at Out of the Pots.
Yes. And make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.